freezing temperatures in the southeast, torrential flooding in California, and now a blizzard on the east coast has got your humble host, John Hockenberry, stuck at home.
I'm stuck in Brooklyn behind 5-foot drifts of snow for 20 blocks. I'm here available on the phone. I could write news if you want. Anything you need. Femi, go for it.
That's right, folks. It's a snow day with me, Femi OK. It's your snowbound takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, December the 27th. I'm The Takeaway's correspondent, Femi OK, and John is snowed in, as you just heard, so I am your host today. The lunatic has taken over the asylum. We will be talking about the fierce weather the whole country has been facing in a moment. But first, let's get a check of this morning's top news. A monster blizzard has been clobbering the eastern seaboard all night and continues this morning. Wind-driven snow has closed airports, disrupted rail and highway travel, and transformed much of the northeast into a white dreamscape. The blizzard warning will stay in effect today from Delaware to the far northern tip of Maine. A total of 12 to 16 inches of snow is expected across nearly all of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and eastern Massachusetts, while parts of New York and New Jersey could see up to 20 inches of snow by later today. Seems appropriate that we turn now to Michael Allaby, author of the book series Dangerous Weather. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And you're in Scotland right now, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the West Highlands of Scotland.
So over here in the northeast coast of the US, we're getting our first major blizzard of this winter season. Does it have the makings of being an historical blizzard, Michael?
These things happen from time to time. And what you're getting now is very like one that happened in 1993, and it was called then the Storm of the Century. We're in a new century now, of course. But it's happening in very much the same way. Develops in the south, moves up the eastern coast, intensifying as it goes.
Now, anybody who works on The Takeaway and knows my work knows that I love weather. We will be getting back to you in just a few moments. Michael Allaby, author of this book series, Dangerous Weather, stay with us. But first, let's head into more headlines, taking us overseas this time. Pakistani intelligence officials say that there's been another in a series of suspected U.S. missile strikes in a tribal region along the Afghan border. The missile struck a vehicle in a North Waziristan tribal region, killing at least 12 people. And the rhetoric between North and South Korea continues to escalate. South Korea's president vowed today a relentless retaliation against North Korea if provoked again, as with the shelling of a frontline island a month ago. President Lee Myung-bak says he's not afraid of a war with the communist North. A Russian judge has declared Mikhail Khodorkovsky guilty of theft and money laundering charges. The verdict that will likely keep the oil tycoon, who was once Russia's richest man, behind bars for several more years. Now let's take a look at the markets. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,573. The S&P opens at 1,256. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,665. So the weather outside might be frightful, but your phone calls will be so delightful. So tell us about the crazy weather that you've been facing in your town. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And you can also text us at snow 69866. In a moment, we'll be talking more with author Michael Allaby about the storms that we've all been facing. So stay with us. You're listening to The Takeaway this morning with the special correspondent, Femi OK. John is stuck in a snowdrift. Celeste is off for the holidays. So it's just me and you and the snow. Enjoy.